To return to the enlightened bishops and theologians, it would be nice if they'd put a bit more effort into combating the anti-scientific nonsense that they deplore. All too many preachers, while agreeing that evolution is true and Adam and Eve never existed, will then blithely go into the pulpit and make some moral or theological point about Adam and Eve in their sermons, without even once mentioning that, of course, Adam and Eve never actually existed. If challenged, they will protest that they intended a purely symbolic meaning, perhaps something to do with original sin or the virtues of innocence. They may add witheringly that obviously nobody would be so foolish as to take their words literally, but do their congregations know that? How is the person in the pew or on the prayer mat supposed to know which bits of scripture to take literally, which symbolically? Is it really so easy for an uneducated churchgoer to guess? In all too many cases, the answer is clearly no, and anybody could be forgiven for feeling a bit confused. Think about it, Bishop. Be careful, Vicar. You are playing with dynamite, fooling around with a misunderstanding that's waiting to happen. One might even say, almost bound to happen, if not forestalled.